This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We know next Tuesday, we will see you guys up at training camp. We'll be up there for three shows next week. So if you're already planning up going to St. Joe for Chiefs camp, be sure to stop by, say hello. We'll be there for a full 4-hour show a couple days next week. It's be nice and chilly out there, just 98 and 100 degrees, no problem whatsoever. And we're going to be talking about the left tackle situation. But also, what happens if Josh Simmons wins the left tackle job and you go into the season, Juwan Taylor's your right tackle. Based on the financials for Juwan Taylor, it's pretty obvious that you're going to have Jalen Moore in 2026 play right tackle in that scenario. Doesn't it seem that way? Or if Jalen Moore wins the left tackle job out of camp this year and he's good, then it seems like Josh Simmons would probably be your right tackle in 2026. One of those guys, like those two are going to be your tackles in 2026. Do you disagree?
At this point, how am I supposed to assume otherwise? You get a 2-year deal, Jalen Moore. If you get great, great, great backup swing tackle for 1 year, and then a right tackle for next year, I won't complain. If you get left tackle for 1 year, then right tackle for next year, I won't complain. If they move Jalen Moore maybe to the other side, or it's left, and then they just decide Simmons is a right tackle. I think 100% next year, if you made me guess, because I'm optimistic about Simmons, and because they spent a first-round pick, I do believe they'd give him an honest shot at starting at right tackle or left tackle. Left tackle, obviously, ideally. Mm-hmm. The next year, 2026, left and right are Jalen Moore and Joshua Simmons. They go back into the draft to try to find the long-term answer for Jalen Moore's replacement wherever Simmons ends up. I've still make the argument, and I know that I'm crazy for this because of the amount of money Juwan Taylor is making. The money is spent. If Joshua Simmons, in the first 2 weeks of camp, wins the job because he's a freak athlete, he's the man, he's won the job, there's no questions remaining, that man is your starting left tackle. There is no reason in my mind at all that the coaching staff should not open right tackle open to a competition. Juwan Taylor is not so worthy of just being infinitely protected just because he's being paid. He's the most penalized player in football over the last 5 years. He makes mistakes, and I'm not saying that he's not a league average one, but if I can upgrade in any way, I'd at least open up the competition.
Yeah, it would take a disastrous month plus, though, I think, for them to do that with Juwan Taylor, given the financials and everything. Also, I think you're right, though, when we look at Juwan Taylor, because of what we have all now seen in the first year in a Chiefs uniform a couple years ago when we had the spotlight on him and the officials clearly were calling him for a false start and everything every single time and lining up improperly. That whole thing has basically almost made it impossible for him to, he could go out there and have his best season of his career. And I don't know if he would ever get the credit for it because the people's mind is made or is made up and he's making a huge chunk of money. I think he's fine, right? He's overpaid for what you're getting. I don't disagree.
My guess is that he's like the 16th best right
he's
tackle.
He's a very average right tackle. Very average right tackle. And if he's that way again this year, then he will have the job all year. And it still means though, in the off season, they will likely take the dead cap hit and move on.
Yeah, I assume so too, because the dead cap hit is still so totally reasonable, at least on the other side. But again, if the money is spent, it doesn't matter whether he's the starting right tackle or not. The only difference is that if the injury then happened, let's say Simmons, in that scenario, the only problem with this issue is that if Simmons started at left, they let Jalen Moore win right tackle and he did it. if an injury happens, you're going to have to flip two spots, not one.
And that's why.
That's
another reason why.
The problem is that Jalen Moore would be the swing tackle for both. And if in that scenario, but Juwan Taylor's not going to left.
Correct.
Because otherwise he'd have gone to left
and
last
that,
year.
And that's why Juwan Taylor, no to answers. Me, will be the right tackle all year. But whoever doesn't win the left tackle job this year, if the other plays well, whether it's Moore or it's Simmons, that person would be the future right tackle, I think, in 2026. But we'll find out starting next week. The first thing, like the minute we get up there and the practice begins, is, all right, is Josh Simmons doing the exact same work as Jalen Moore? And if he is, then it's a true competition, and health will not be, at that point, you would think, what holds him back.
There's still like 20% of me that doesn't believe any of the things they've said about Simmons, and then he's just not going to be ready at all.
Yeah, we've been saying that.
Or he's going to be really limited, or he's working on the side today, or 2 weeks from now, report says that Simmons could start on the PUP list. You know, like,
oh, I'm definitely
there's just
a
part
little,
of me, there's like 20% of me that still questions any of the storytelling on the he's way ahead schedule, this man's got a chance to compete for the jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there the entire offseason. Anytime they've said it's been going well, is like, okay, it's great. I got to see it to believe it. That's absolutely hasn't changed just because we're 3 days or so away from going up to St. Joe. No, yeah. I'm totally there and still there when it comes to that situation, that it's not one of those where Andy Reid's press conference and media availability, we're like, you know, look, remember, he's coming off a serious injury. You know, we're just taking it easy. You know, we're just taking kind of easy for him. Right. I definitely could see that being the conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to work him in slow. We just kind of want to see where things are. But the problem is how do you, this happens so rarely in an NFL season versus like last year where people were hurt. What do you do about, like, last year was like a rookie and it felt a little different. If Jalen Moore is playing acceptable left tackle, mm-hmm. you're gonna put Simmons in it? Like, but you got a first-round pick? Like, Simmons is healthy week six and Jalen Moore's playing, let's call it Juwan Taylor-level left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Chiefs going to be willing to replace him
mid-season? I don't think so.
Agreed. So then you're just redshirting your first-round pick for the whole year, even though now he's healthy?
In fairness, we thought that was the case the day they drafted him. So, I mean, it only changed because the expectations they set have changed. When they drafted him, most people were under the belief, until they started talking themselves, that it was likely going to be a player not available. So they're the ones that changed the expectation for Simmons in 2025. And remember, as Drew told us,
I know the patella tendon obviously is nothing to joke about.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It's true. Very true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.